Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Drinks!
Cheers! Pag may alak, may balak. Si Jelly may balak sa inyo. Siya nagdala nito eh, di ba?
Yes. If there's wine, you're mine. It's so tito.
D-O-M.
Good, all good.
Kana,
so,
ma'am.
Episode 214. Ako may start. Okay. We are back live from the Pod Network studios for another episode of the Eavesdrop Podcast. We still have our audience.
Yay!
They are back. They knew their cue. Thank you so much. My name is Jelly, and we have here in the flesh Jude Rocha, who just celebrated his birthday. Happy birthday, Jude.
Birthday.
Thank you. Thank you for the surprise. Na-surprise ako.
Kasi sinabi mong ayaw mo at wag na wag. We have Monica Francesca and Delmar, who's not in Utah. Who's here in Manila.
In the flesh.
The Yuta from Buta is here. The Buta from Yuta is here. Hello.
Yay. Okay, so episode 214, our second episode, we decided to extend it a little bit just so, you know...
make it worth their while.
Make it worth it because everybody spent some time. Traffic's not that bad yet. In Metro Manila?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, so, well, maybe compared to Utah.
Nagulat ako sa Ortigas kanina.
Oh, no.
What?
Ortigas is crazy, yeah.
Ortigas is crazy.
Always like that.
Whoa! Yeah.
Very different.
It was insane. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know how people get around. Maglakad na lang.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Diba? Yeah. You'll get there faster.
Yeah. Right. They did build like a walkway, right? Tama ba? Along, around Ortigas? What do you call
that? Ortigas
a footbridge
Center.
Or walkway?
Yeah.
Are people using it?
On Julia.
Haba?
Julia, di ba? And then it stops right where Mandaluyong yung boundary. Kaya putol yun eh.
Really?
Or in front of ano, the
I
San Miguel
that,
building.
That walkway. Not today. But the
back
before.
In the day?
Not today.
Yung nasa strata ka pa. Ano? Ngayon, live na yung tingin na ganun eh. Hindi na sa screen.
Oo nga.
Pwede mo na akong batukan.
Kaya nga, layo eh. Oh.
Kaya nga nandito ako sa dulo eh.
So what do we got, Jels? Okay, so I was thinking for this second episode for the year, we'll bring in maybe lessons, learnings from 2023 that either we want to implement, we want to execute properly. It's something that we learned. We didn't do so well in 2023. You want to do better for 2024. And I also wanted us to discuss habits that you really want to form and, you know, perfect, master for 2024. Because I feel like that is the one thing I missed out on last year. So that's where we're going to start. That's going to be our topic for today.
Cool. Okay.
There.
Nice. You need some wine. I'm gonna give you.
We've got the drink right in front.
Ano, pwede bang
this
yes,
vodka,
lots
this
of ice. Yes.
Five.
Do I want?
Yeah, you said yes. Ano?
Paano ba tira, go!
Pagkatanong mo na, do I want?
You want some?
Oh!
Okay, hold tira. On, hold on.
Go. Ready kayo.
Oh, wait, that's Jude's eh. No, sorry.
No, let's open
that's
it.
Yours. We can open Dude, it. That's yours.
Yeah, we need, ano?
Yeah, birthday drinks.
Oh.
What do we need?
Open 2 weeks after.
Ay, si Jen. Oh, marunong.
Wait, are we really gonna open it?
Yeah, yeah, go.
Okay.
Why not? Ayan.
It's not.
This Let is the expert handle it, Jen. I'm going to grab wine, which also means I will drop the microphone.
Grabe kayo, TPN.
Oh, they got TPN.
Dali lang. That's above TPN. And beyond.
I love it. Did you get that?
You're I rolling out the... Ice.
Just now, they, like we were just talking
feeling
about...
Feeling ko sanay sila. You guys drink here a lot.
Feeling ko, the pod network, the staff, Riza, Jeff, the rest of the guys, they were like, alam nyo, ano, tomador yung mga yun. Mag-ready na kayo ng ice, ng alcohol.
No, because I didn't see you leave.
Ano na to eh? May nag-abot.
Ah, may nag-abot.
Si Jeff. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Riza.
Okay, then.
This will seal the deal.
Huh?
TPN.
Fine. Oh, they want to seal the deal.
Aray ko.
I know, right?
Manginginom talaga. Wala na yung topic, ha? Ganto talaga yun. Eh.
Ayun, na-excite na kami sa inuman. Ano ba to?
It's a cork. Banga, diba? Masarap siya.
That's what she said.
Guys, this is supposed to be dry January for me. But
damp January na lang.
Not gonna work.
Damp Jan.
Eto na. Fivewives.com. Fivewivesvodka.com. Straight from Utah.
So,
you can't get this here. We set up.
We're getting our drinks on and... ano nga ba yung pinag-usapan mo, Jelly? Yung ano?
Parang wag nang ano, wala nang topic. Inuma na lang. Just so everybody knows what's happening, Fran is pouring Del her si drink, and Del Ria, is asking si for more.
I will. Sila, yung malakas muna.
Yung malakas muna. For Jude, yung malakas daw muna.
Yan muna yung kay Jude.
Oo, yung malakas muna.
For you, I'll get later. I have a 6 a.m. start. Anyway, while we're rolling and helping ourselves to a bit of early days tipple, this is what it looked like when we were recording in Dell's condominium back in BGC. We were fixing ourselves drinks. Wala pang alas 11 ng umaga noon. Umiinom na kami. Help yourselves. Ala.
Sorry.
This episode quickly devolved to... Kasalanan ng TPN to eh. Nilabas niyo yung ice eh. Cheers.
Ano, Christy?
Whiskey? May highball glass kayo para... Hindi, okay lang.
Mag-deviate na lang kayo. Magkwento na lang kayo about your favorite inuman sessions muna. And then get into... Oh, sorry. Oh,
kasi yung producer okay. natin, si Christy,
napapansin. Christy will repeat.
No, because he started off the drinking anyways. Might as well share, you know, while everyone's getting their drink on. Share some of your favorite funny drinking sessions.
Itong... Short episode na to magiging shorter.
Parang, gusto nyo pa bang mag-record ng episode or inuma na lang tayo?
Eh. Ito lang pala yun eh. Oh, Christy.
Push it.
UFM. Yeah. Hey, wait.
Cheers, everyone. Oh, wait, Jude, the birthday boy doesn't have. Oh, that's yours.
For reals?
Oh. Cheers. Cheers, everyone. Cheers, everybody.
to everybody's good health Whoa. And good fortune.
Yes. Let it, but let it.
Grabe to ah.
But let the ice melt.
Pwede naman siguro, di ba?
Mamaya na.
Oh boy. Anyway.
Masarap siya. Anyways, okay. So, where were we?
We can still quit while we're ahead.
Well, you started it, so, you know. We don't know what's going to happen now. What's our topic again? Hindi pa.
Hoy, isang sip ka pa lang, di mo na naaalala. New Year's.
It's been a while. New Year's.
2024.
Habits. Oh, okay. I know. I have enough.
Wait.
I'm ready. No. I wrote down.
Wow.
No, don't worry. It's not that crazy.
Andre was already impressed.
Words for 2024, right? Like my words for 2024. And I will share it with you just to get this ball rolling. Okay. Wait.
She's just getting started, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. Words for 2024. Self-reliance and independence. Same, right? Can they be?
Mm-hmm.
Accountability, patience, and discipline. So those are my words for 2024.
But I always thought you were very self-reliant and independent.
Yeah.
You want more of that?
Wait. Or you want to be less self-reliant and independent?
Wait.
I think maybe it was coming from a different place. I think, one, to teach my son. He's not here right now. But my son to be more self-reliant and independent. He's 11 now. And he's almost as tall as Dell, you know. And he's growing up to be a fine gentleman, but I feel like I need to instill more independence in him. But I think maybe if it were for me, maybe independence from, I think it was more like finances. Mm. Like I wanted to be a lot more financially,
richer. Richer is the word.
Stable. Abundant.
Yeah.
Financially abundant.
You know, I want to make a lot more money this year. I mean, obviously that's you know, par for course, but like I really do. I want to do it in a creative way, right? I don't want to be bound to something that's boring or whatever. So that's my goal, just to be might be financially independent. Maybe that's where it came from, right? Yeah.
Monica's a mood today.
I know, right?
What
it just
is
took
it?
Me a second episode. I don't know. I just had one sip. I did not.
Yeah, you're all of a sudden it's different.
Yeah, maybe
no,
I'm sleeping.
No, but why?
No,
you
I
also
love
said
it.
Dry January. I don't think I've ever come across you wanting a dry any month.
That's true.
Right?
That's so true. I think maybe because with one of the words, what was it? Discipline.
Mm.
And it'll fall into your topic to develop more healthy habits for 2024. I think that's one of my main goals too, just to be healthier all around. I mean, I talked about it on the show. I did my executive checkup and it's like, oh, you know, and I'm like, I turned 47 and it's like, oh my God, I'm not a spring chicken anymore. So we have to work extra hard to be sexy and fit and healthy and all that and blah, blah, blah. So, oh, and then he came back from Vipassana and sayang, he's not here, but... He's outside. Okay. Don't tell him I'm talking about him. what do you call this? He does not want to eat meat. So he hasn't been eating meat, like beef, pork, chicken. So I've been having to cook like vegetables.
Pinahirapan ka pa, no?
Ooh, grabe. But it is healthy. So again, it falls, you know, these are baby steps to what I think I want to do to answer your question or your topic for this show. Healthy habits, that's what I want to eat healthier, just make good choices in general, lifestyle wise, you know.
Okay. Delamar,
Habits, no?
Habits.
I really want to be able to learn more about... I want to go down a certain path. And so I want to be able to study and participate in this new whatever thing I want to do. And to be... I don't want to hide anymore. Like the thing that's kind of strong that I feel in this time of my life, I find that I kind of like hold back a little bit. No, not a little bit. A lot. I don't want people to know. It's because I'm not ready. Parang hindi nyo alam na na naku-curious kayo na. No, but you know that new thing you want to try and you don't know if you're any good at it or why you want to do it or is it just a phase or you just don't know what to do. But I think, yeah, I just want to study more. I want to get, you know, that's also why I'm doing the Vipassana. That's why I'm here. And hopefully the answers that I want, I hope that I get to it, answering it and living my life to get to the answer again. Yeah. 50 was really... Wow. Really, I got 50 ka na! When you were saying 47, dude, you're a baby!
Wow.
But only a 50-year-old will say that to a 47-year-old.
That's true.
Yeah, and so I think like I'm going through a midlife crisis, I think. Pero I'm not buying a motorcycle or a race car. I'm doing something else. But it's... for me and me alone. And the thing that I have a hard time is there's guilt to pursue something just for me. Parang ever since I became a mom, it was always the kids, the family. And so sabi ko, bakit? Kasi babae ka rin, individual ka rin. And so I think this is my time to ask for what I want and to do what I want without guilt. And without shame, and to tell people like, yeah, this is me now. It's kind of weird. So yeah, that's 2024. I feel is the year for me to try all of that.
Anyone want to explain what the Vipassana is all about and what it will entail for the ones who don't know?
Yeah. Oh, so Vipassana is a silent retreat. It's 10 days, okay, and they teach you meditation. Right, it's guided meditation, and the food is vegan. It's very simple. This one happens in Chaong, in Quezon, and once you enter, you have no distractions, meaning no cell phone, no watch, no music, no notes. Can't even do yoga, right? You're technically not supposed to like work out or anything. And then every day you have a set schedule from 4 a.m. to like maybe 8 or 9 p.m. And your day is filled with meditation, eating, more meditation.
10 hours of it every day for 10 days?
It's a bit guided. So kasi, my mom explained to me the whole thing. It's really supposed to be like 21 days or maybe more. But this is 10 days, so it's compressed. That's why there's a lot of meditation during the day, right? From Sayang, Al would be able to explain it, but there's a tape of a teacher and there's a guide to how to meditate. And then every day, you know, obviously, because when you get into it, you're not going to be great. Like, oh, I'm so good. I'm in the zone. Hindi naman eh, diba? So you have those 10 days to work towards it. And then there's a lot of people who join locally and internationally. Al had like people from Australia, from India, dame. And you can't even talk to anybody. So the boys and the girls are separated, okay? And then you cannot have eye contact with anybody, right? And then no books, no pens, no eye contact. And people can make you some bong, like, oh, this person's talking to me. Jelly's trying to make me, you know. Whatever, lande or whatever. I'm just kidding. But, you know, there's people you can say, you know, hey, you know, she's talking to me. Because it's you're in isolation kind of thing. Yeah.
The main the main thing about this kind of retreat is it's a silent, noble silence.
Yes.
So ever since you were born, people are talking to you. So we have always learned symbols. The sounds we make with our mouth, these are symbols, right? So we are away. Parang there's the thing, and then there's the symbol. And since we were born, we were always dealing with symbols. That becomes difficult because you don't see the reality of things, not the real thing. We are more invested with the symbol. Parang that's a table. Table is the word, but that's the thing. So the word kind of doesn't matter. It's that matters. So in silence, it's very eloquent because you cannot misunderstand something because you're going to experience it. So the silence is meant for you to see things for what they are. A lot of people, like your mom, she changed after she came out of it. And so...
I mean, obviously, it'll affect different people. Some people don't make it, you know. There's people who will call it quits after the third day, the fourth day.
Buhay pa rin sila. Buhay pa rin sila.
Umalis
lang. Lumapas lang sila sa retreat.
Sorry. That's not what I meant.
Just to be clear.
Kala ko nahulog sa bangin sa tsaong. Parang,
yung reaction
ko sa
rin.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Don't make it still alive. For the 10 days.
I don't want to do it anymore.
Parang literal na na-kick out.
I still have children to raise.
Reaction ng mga tao.
Sorry. That's good. That's why we have a live audience, no? If there wasn't any, that would have just flew over my head. Yeah. So anyway, sometimes they leave like third day, fourth day, you know, stuff like that. But anyway, there was one, you know, he keeps going back. It's like his like 10th time there.
Because you can also serve. After
you
you've done
serve.
The first, yeah. Your first Vipassana, you can serve. Serving means you're there to help other people go through it. Uh-uh. Yeah.
But it's very challenging. It's not like a vacation at all. I mean, imagine if you just sit with yourself. You don't talk to anybody.
No Netflix, no nothing. Internet, no nothing. 5G, no
and it's
phone.
Just you and your mind.
Oh my God.
You can do it then.
I'm in bad company.
Right? It's very difficult. But I think rewarding, especially if you ask Al. I think he learned a lot from it, you know. So that's what Vipassana is.
So wait to hear about Del's experience in the next episode of the Eavesdrop podcast. If you choose to share. For me, I think my main word for 2024 would be consistent. With a lot of things. With things that I want to improve on. Things that I just want to stop. Like mindless scrolling on social media. Because I've noticed... I'm getting guilty looks from people. Because nowadays, I really value sleep. I see the effect on me when I haven't had sleep. And if I didn't get any sleep, my body feels it. Unlike in our youth, wherein you can go days with hardly any sleep and you're fine, you'll still function well. Now at this age, it's difficult. And, you know, you end up getting sick and stuff. So I want to be consistent with good habits, like sleeping early and waking up early. And the thing that gets in the way of my sleeping early, it's really the phone. Social media. Like, one cat video, one dog video, and I'm here scroll. And Instagram knows, because if you're stuck watching the same video, it knows that you're enjoying it. It will show you more of it, diba? And next thing you know, it's 1, 2 a.m. So I just want to quit that. I want to be consistent with good habits. Working out, I'm back to really enjoying it. I'm loving it. I'm trying something different now. It's kind of like Legree, but they can't use the term Legree because that's a licensed class. So it's slow resistance training. And I'm probably the only beginner in class. So everybody gets into the right position. Like if the instructor says, okay, we're going to step on the C-bar, we're getting into... Everyone's already in position. And it's so embarrassing for me because I'm here rowing myself into position, and then just when I get there, the platform I'm on backs up. And everyone gets to see it. Nakakaya, because I'm back to being a beginner, considering fitness is my industry. But I'm like, you know, I just keep in mind, anyone who's an expert was once a beginner. So here I am. I will get better at this. I will get faster. I will know this. I will learn this. I just have to keep going. So just be consistent with things like that. After that embarrassing moment, I could discourage myself. Nah, you know what? Maybe this is not for me. I just won't go back. But I know how good it is for me. So just keep going. That's the one thing I really want to work on for this year. And aside from fitness, a lot of other things. Seeing friends would be one. Being out and
really?
About and being
really?
With people. For 2024
nga. The whole of pandemic, no? We're together. Same in Metro Manila, Jelly. Parang I saw Delmore.
Ayan na, lumalabas na.
Oh. Just kidding.
Mga, ang lapit nyo lang, di ba? Oh, kapit-bahay yeah. lang kayo
super.
Eh.
Tapos lagi pa ako nasa area niya because of Juliana's jiu-jitsu.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm working on that. Okay.
Natatakot pagalitan ni Ninang.
What about you, Jude?
What about me?
Did you hear the question?
Hindi eh. I'm daydreaming.
Night na po.
Night dreaming. Ano oras ba ito matatapos?
Yun pala yun.
I don't know.
2024.
I think what you can figure out from what everybody's been amongst the four of us, including myself, is that we're always searching for something. An answer, figuring something specific out, or generally just searching. I'm no different. I don't know if I told them enough. They didn't believe me earlier. No birthday shenanigans. I'm going through it this week.
Oh, are you going through it? Like birthday blues kind of thing?
Yung ba yun?
I guess.
May ganun. I know Jelly went through it. She was articulate about that. Del, every year, ganun naman.
Oh, hindi oh. 50 long.
Around your birthday.
Around your birthday, don't lie.
When I get things. Oh, tama.
Oo, nung nag-50 ka, pero nung 48, ganun na. I'm almost 50.
Oo nga. Dreading the inevitable.
So, nahawa ako. Yun yun.
Sinisip ako.
Kayong may... Well, just trying to go through it. And, you know, I guess it's important, like what my wife was trying to tell me earlier, headed here. Just try to enjoy it. So
yeah, because she knew.
She knew. And yeah, Jelly up to her old tricks.
Just try to enjoy it, even if they will have shenanigans.
Oh, but I'm glad not just the four of them, but you guys were here to see the moment and maybe have a glimpse of how I am. IRL. So I don't know about 2024. It's more or less the same for me every year. It's just try to figure out moment to moment, and then hopefully at the end of it, when I indeed look back, it would be more of a win than anything. Less regrets or less letting things slip away. So we're not there yet. So now I guess we're in an even start of the year, only because I'm turning a year older.
Wine some more. Yes,
good job.
Go
MJ.
For it. You know, I have a story. So I was looking through, I have a little notebook, right? So I wrote down my words, but I have a notebook that like is only filled up to like maybe the first 5 pages, and then I forgot about it. Diba, we all have that. So I was looking through it, and then the date was April 24, 2022. And then it had my travel plan. Tapos, underneath it were 4 things. Like, so one, the first one was like the Shenzhen visa. How do you say it?
Schengen.
I've been saying it wrong. Schengen visa, okay? Because I want to go to Portugal. This is 2022, huh? And then below it was U.S. visa, and then San Diego, Los Angeles. Below that was Japan visa, and then below that was South Korea visa. I said, oh, shit! 3 out of 4, bitch! But I didn't realize that. I mean, because it only, because when I look back, I said, oh, I wrote it down. And because, you know, my frustration is that I want to like doodle and notes, right? But I can't draw. So I drew this really ugly plane. I even tried to use different colors. It was so pangit. I was like, shit, man. But anyway, but I said, hey, 3 out of 4. I did it. And I had no, I mean, it just didn't, I didn't realize that I actually did it. So this talk or writing things down, goals, you never know. Maybe you're shooting in the dark. But if you write it down and then look back at it, I did it. You put things into play, right? That's how the universe works.
I love it that she's so proud of herself.
No, because you should, and you should be proud of yourself. You work so hard, right, to get where you're at. So,
master manifester, this one.
I took a what do you call those? Those personality tests.
You're a master manifester. Mm-hmm. Good job.
You're okay. Jungkook levels. I'm manifesting that too, Jungkooky. Don't tell Al.
He already knows.
He already knows.
Even your son
He's
knows.
He's my hall pass. Actually, all of us are manifestors.
Yes. Mm.
But the difference is that what you're spending your thoughts on are the things you don't like. That's why you don't think you're manifesting it. Mm. But what you're manifesting is the thing that's already in there, which is the self-doubt, the whatever it is that you're dealing with. So we are all manifestors. So when you say, I'm not worthy of love, universe says, all right, bro. I'm never going to be rich. All right, bro. That's all it is. Because once you pose the question, your brain and everything will make it come true. Mm-hmm. Whether you know it or not, whether it's good or bad, it's going to happen. So right now, take a second. In your life, what is that one thing you want? You're thinking it? Do you have it? Do you have it? Not yet. Most of us, parang hindi eh, no? Kasi ayaw sumagot na iba eh. So, what if you changed how you thought? Not that you can't have it, but that you don't know yet how to get it. So you ask the universe, how can I get it? Show me. I want to know how to get this dream. How to make this dream come true. Just like Fran, write it down. Forget about it. Don't obsess about, is it now? Is it now? Is it happening today? Don't do that. Because the energy is, it's not here. I might not have it.
You're coming
from
luck.
It's making it come true. The universe is saying, you might not have it. All right. But if you say, I'm going to have it, I just need to know how. The universe will say, okay, bro, you got it. So we are all major manifestors. And so change how you think about what you want. Not out of fear. Operate from awareness or love or something positive to make sure that you resonate with that thing you want. Or that thing that you want resonates with you and finds its way to you. So as a side trip, I think we manifested this podcast, whether we know it or not. Like, maybe all of us wanted to talk to each other but didn't know how to do it, but somehow it happened. And somehow it was the thing that helped us go through the pandemic. And somehow it's the thing that is helping us go through middle age. This is my, no, sorry. This is how I'm looking at the podcast. And so we can all manifest what we want. But we have to make sure that the energy flows in that direction and that we are resonating with what we want. So close your eyes. What is it that you want? And then for a brief moment, make a picture in your mind that you have it already. Okay, you have it already. Sino ba ang gusto niya? Si Papa P? You have it already.
Jungkook ito eh.
Jungkook. Okay, think of it. And then feel it. So one of the things that I really, really daydream about is winning a lot of money. A lot of money. So I don't want to earn it. I want to win it. Yeah. No, I'm going to earn it too. But I want that experience of winning money. And then what I do in my head is that moment when I know that I have it in the bank and I see the numbers on the check and my name. And then I get really happy. I'm like, who's the first person I'm going to tell? My brother. I'm going to tell my kuya. How am I going to have this conversation with my kuya? And all of a sudden, my resonance is, I have it. Pero yung universe wala pa eh. Pero darating yon. Yes. So what I'm saying is, just do it as an exercise. And you can feel it that you already have it. So if you already feel it, kasi you don't really want the money, right? It's the feeling that the money brings you that you like. So without the money being there, I'm already feeling it. So I have it. Right? But that's not it. Dadating at dadating. Like, but you did. You didn't even daydream about it, but you left it alone.
I did.
Yeah, and then it found its way to you. I have a similar story. I have a notebook. I wrote all the things that I wanted. White picket fence, SUV, Apple laptop. This was a long time ago. Husband, kids. I did it all. And then I forgot about this notebook. And then in the course of moving houses, I came across it and I started reading it. And I'm like, I got it. I have a white picket fence. I have children. When I wrote this, I wasn't sure I was going to live. I just gotten one ovary cut. So I was like, I got it against all odds. And so this is an inspirational thing. This actually might work.
Yeah. But don't get frustrated if you don't get it, diba? Kasi, I have another story.
Oh no.
Diba Rockwell? Rockwell always has like a car raffle every Christmas. That Defender. Yes. Last year, feeling ko talaga, that's mine. I said, oh, every time I saw it in Rockwell, it's my car. Oh, I'm going to drive you. I felt that. I saw myself driving it. The raffle comes. No, they didn't call my name. I said, God.
Kasi it's not going to come that way.
Bakit ba? I want it.
No. You're going to get it, through Rockwell.
But I want to win it. I don't want to pay for it.
Okay. Jim Carrey did the same thing.
Yeah, with his check.
Yeah. When he was a kid, he said he wanted a bike that was being raffled off. But they had no money. They were very poor. And then he said, but I want it. And he prayed so hard. He got a call. Hey, you have a bike. So how did he win how did he get the bike? He never entered the raffle. How the universe provided for it was his friend wrote his name. And so that's why I'm telling you, it's possible you're still going to win it, but not from Rockwell.
Okay.
But from Jude Rocha. Okay. Defender.
Be nice to me.
He's fragile right now.
Or better yet, when you win the raffle, that's your gift for her.
Ay, patay tayo dyan.
Defender.
Sa akin pa pala galing. You said it. You breathed it into existence.
So think about that car smell that Defender will have. The color of the interior. How does it feel when you drive it?
I didn't get it. Okay. But you know, they're raffling off too. So maybe this year. Maybe. Every time I look at my raffle, I have 4 entries lang. Kasi 3,000 per entry. So tangina. Mahal.
Nagmura pa eh.
But anyway, but that's it. I mean, you get the idea, right? You get the drift. But sometimes it doesn't happen the way you think it's going to happen. Maybe I'm just going to get a toy Defender car.
I think that's the thing. Then, you also need to be specific.
Oh, nga.
Is it the kind that you can ride, drive, or is it the one that you can display?
Ano ba pinag-uusapan, Defender o lalaki? The one you can ride, the one you can display.
Clarifying lang.
Just being specific, which is how we should be we also want to manifest like that. You want a Defender, but then you also need to specify if it's the kind that you can drive, you can bring around. I remember there was this one story a person was telling us about. But never mind, because I can't remember the whole story. Anyway, even those seemingly harmless things that we say, you also have to be careful with that. You know how you would say, ay naka, walang laman ang GCash ko. The universe hears it as, okay, so walang laman yung GCash mo. Or wala akong pera. Ay nako, ang mahal. Hindi ko afford. So you will keep yourself in a situation wherein you can't afford things or wala kayong pera. So kahit yung mga ganun lang, be careful of what it is that you're sending out. If that's not something that you want in your life, don't say it. Another example, with love life, I always attract bad men, or I always attract red flags. And you're surprised that you're always in a relationship with somebody who's a red flag. But that's what you've been saying. Diba? So even those little things, like kwentuhan nyo lang with friends and all.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at Burrow.com/ACAST. That's Burrow.com/ACAST. Burrow.com/ACAST.
Take note of what it is you end up saying, because that just might be what you've been attracting into your life.
But it's also very hard, right? Because, I mean, like, human nature. I mean, it's like, I try to tell, you know, I have conversations with Al and with David, you know, like, mga chismis, you make chismis, you make gossip, haha.
And
you
especially say, lately, and daming chismis.
Oh, but, you know, obviously it's bad to chismis, it's bad to talk about other people, it's bad to think bad thoughts, but then it's just human nature, right? So it's like, it's a constant practice. And don't feel bad. I mean, because like when you hear people say, oh, don't think that, right? Don't think that, you don't say, I don't have money in my GCash. But sometimes you say it, right? And it's okay, right? That's how it is.
I think because it's not really the words. When you say, I don't have money, it could be a statement of fact.
Yes.
But the feeling is, what you're really feeling is, I'm broke all the time. Those are two different things. Because
right,
one
right.
is a statement of fact. The other one is a state of mind.
Correct.
It's the belief. It's the belief.
So we all believe we're very rich. Yes, we are. Naman talaga, diba?
Abundant.
Abundant.
Overflowing.
I told you this year we're going to make lots of money.
I have a question.
Yes.
Nakaisip lang ako ngayon.
Let's go. Galing, no?
Hindi niyo pa alam. Bago mo pa makalimutan, ano yung question mo?
If you could be assured that you couldn't fail at what you want, what would you reach for? We turn to the audience for answers. Who wants to answer it? Do you guys?
Yes. There's a microphone right there.
Yeah.
So repeat the question again. If
you could be assured that there is no failing, what would you reach for? What kind of life? What kind of ambition? What kind of people? Whatever it is. If you were sure that you could not fail, what would you reach for?
Dina, come on.
Sayang naman, ganda ng question.
It's a nice question.
Kasi doon naisip ko yun nga.
Anything at all. Like, if I wouldn't fail.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I would want a very successful acting career.
Ooh.
Totally.
Right?
Ever since I was a kid. Yeah, I've told you this before.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember.
Ever since I was a kid, I want to get an Academy Award. Best actress. in drama or comedy?
Drama, comedy, musical.
All three. Ayun, di ba? If I couldn't fail, fuck yeah. I'll be there. I'll thank everybody. I want to thank all my friends. Hello, Pilipinas. Carry that Philippine flag. What? Of course. If I couldn't fail, definitely.
Couldn't fail. Would you do?
So what would you do? Come on, guys. What would you do? Nice. What would you do, Joe?
Couldn't fail.
Siguro, I always love cooking.
So, nag-launch. Salmon.
Siguro, being invited or being at level with renowned chefs. No? Wow.
Nice. Yes.
That recognition. Kahit hindi naman Michelin star, okay lang. Like, rubbing elbows with Gordon Ramsay.
Why not Michelin star?
Ano na yan? That's icing on the cake na lang.
Yes.
Yeah, siguro yan. So, like kanina lang, like jelly, like positive feedback sa food. So that's good, a good, something feeling, good feel na siya.
Yes.
Siguro yan. Anything to be recognized with what I really love, like cooking.
Cooking.
Yes.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
Do it. I follow a lot of people cooking on Instagram. You know you should do that. Recipes.
Oh, tas basta may magandang ASMR. Yun, tapos, dami ko rin fina-follow na ganun eh. Merong isa, dati I followed him, tapos after a few videos, nabastusan na ako sa kanya.
Ako rin. At, like, yung may pina-follow na dahil
last day.
Are these the sexy guys?
Nandiri na ako.
Nakadiri!
Are these the guys who are like sexual?
He's very sexual, and even the way he portrays the food. And
the way he touches it.
Initially, it was hot and sexy, and then it was cringy.
Nakakaumay.
Lalo na bago na rin ako ng K-dramas eh, kaya...
Conservative
cringy,
ka na ngayon.
Disgusting na yung mga ganun. Conservative na.
Okay, okay. Come on. Okay, couldn't fail. Can't fail.
Anybody wanna...
You, Jay. Can't fail. What would you...
Jay Barameda. Watch out for his upcoming show. A reading of
Little Women.
They're wrapping up Snow White. Where is Snow White again? Is it at the Greenbelt?
Repertory Philippines.
Repertory
the
Philippines.
The last show of rep before on stage. Greenbelt 1 gets
renovated. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
Not gonna fail.
Just not gonna happen.
Well, wishful thinking to just be able to put up a good theater company where it would be a safe space for all genders.
Yeah.
Make no discriminate. Really, that's always been my dream.
Yeah.
Just to give jobs to people.
Yeah.
But if I were to be selfish, also to provide roles for myself that I could do without having to stereotype the kind of community I'm in. Just really just showing the world out there that there's normalcy with my community.
I love
it. We're not different from anybody and anything's possible.
See? Indeed.
Yes, you're not gonna fail.
That's beautiful.
Gonna wait for that.
Thank you.
So Jay's
good
in
luck,
a
Jay.
In a reading of that's running woman. Through January or
he's gonna be, going
will it be
to
out?
Produce.
Okay,
he's,
can we talk about that? No. You can
yeah.
Can we look out for it?
I'm starting a small events company called Space Bar. Which space for safe space bar for Barameda, which is my last name, and my first production will be a reading of Little Women, and the four March sisters will be portrayed by four LGBT musical theater actors, Fipal Mosmi, Lance Orlando, and Sean Okrisma. So it's gonna be fun. Even the mom Marmy and Aunt March will be played by LGBT actors. So it's gonna be fun. It's
where?
February 17, 18, Mirror Studio. Mm-hmm. But we finish Snow White and the Prince with Repertory Philippines on. We wrap it up on January 30.
Oh, okay. January 30. So this will be out
2 weeks more.
Yeah, there's time. It's such a fun show. It's one of the few. Well, everybody's aware with familiar with Snow White and the Prince, but it focuses on the love story more, and the dwarves are not really dwarves.
Okay.
So cute.
All right. I love rep because they always give me roles that has normalcy in it. I get to play both male and female roles.
Nice.
So they're pretty fun with it. So I hope you guys can watch.
Yes. Yes.
Thank
there you.
You
go. See that? Step
What's
in that
up,
direction.
Jay? Living the dream.
Who else?
Who's next?
what would you do? You wouldn't fail at all. No challenges. Nobody will make you contra. It's a straight shot. Ina! Butter baby.
Hello po. Ayun. Ang cute. Una gusto ko lang sabihin na I'm super thankful for 2023 kasi ang daming highlights. Kahit good, bad. As in, super daming highlights. May connect doon, kuya. So, I've been going to Thailand a lot. Tapos, actually, nakuha ko na yung highlight of my year last year. Nasumbatan ko na yung fina-fangirl ko. So, I think okay na yon. Okay. Next. Ang next ko is, mayroong article na nag-surface parang late last year about that single woman who traveled through every country. She just finished. Yeah. Tapos parang walang anak, walang asawa. Yes. Pero mukhang marami yung marami siyang pera. Tsaka yung passport niya is powerful. So parang yesterday or 2 days ago, I shared how powerful our passport is. It's, I think, 72nd or 73rd. Tapos, ang dami pala na pwede napuntahan pa kahit walang visa.
Yeah.
So, I haven't been to the US. I haven't been to Europe na alam ko na. I've been there at mga 3 years old ako, so hindi ko naman natatandaan. Hello. Parang ganun. To Africa, hindi pa din ganun. So, merong mga, alam mo yung little pockets of what do you call that? Of opportunities na, okay, this is Africa. This is North America. This is South America. Na parang, kaya naman palang mas-circle ng very, very little yung globe. As in, lahat ng continents. Yun. Yun yung isang goal. Tapos na may trabaho pa rin ako pagbalik ko.
That's the dream.
That's the dream.
Or you're so abundant, you don't need to work.
I think I still need 10 years para masulit ko po ang tax ng taxpayers. I'm paying for GSIS right now because I'm a government worker. So sana payagan nila ako by that time. Or pumayag na mauso na yung early retirement talaga. So ginugol ko lang maka 15 years because you need 15 years to get your pension. Nice. Wow, naka-pension. Kasi, parang sayang eh. Kasi, alam mo yung, wala na, tapos na yung dream ko na gayahin si Del, na bago mag-40, magkaanak. Sinabi ko yun sa'yo. Wala akong ganung ka-powerful na ovaries. Ayoko na. Napapagod na ako. Wag na natin. Tinigil ko na po. Na-realize ko naging nanay na ako for 10 years. That's one of my dreams dati. Pag tinanong mo ako, anong gusto mo maging nanay? Anong next? Elevator operator. O, diba? From nanay. Ayun. So, yun yung igugol ko. Makapunta elsewhere other than Thailand.
Do it.
At mag-fangirl. Parang right. Gawin ko naman for myself.
Yes.
Yun.
Yes.
So siguro itutuloy ko yung dream na makapunta sa lahat ng Disneyland.
All right.
So lumevel up na from lahat ng SM City.
Okay.
Disneyland.
Do it. Do it.
You we support you on that one.
I know. Kaya.
Oh, Jelly, if you could not fail, what would you do?
Ooh, I definitely want to win an award where hosting is concerned or as a speaker. That's always been a dream. I'd want to put up wellness centers, preferably by the beach. And I want to have my name on buildings. I already have the names for it. There's Victor Flats. So it's condos. It's Victor Flats. And then I want to have properties by the beach, and they're going to be called G Villas.
I love
it.
I love it.
And it's the kind that when you go in, it just, you feel rested. You feel loved. You just, it has that, and it feels like a sanctuary. On Instagram, I have, you know how you can save videos and you'd have a collection? So I have a collection there for G Villas of inspiration for how the place will look like, what the bathroom's going to have. Basta ganun. Yeah. definitely that. And just traveling a lot and going around, being invited to talk about wellness and healing and health. You know, like you're part of Mind Valley conferences. Yun. That, sarap.
I love it. I love
sarap it. Sarap isipin.
Before, no? Am I going to ask you? Wag na. Sige. Wag na before he makes me sungit.
Whatever yung sinagot nyo, yun na yun.
Did you answer, madam?
Not yet.
O, ikaw yung nagtanong, Del.
Tinatamaan ako nung ano, nung podcast.
Bigyan pa to, bigyan pa to.
Kaya tumatahimik na ako dito eh.
Na ako. 1.5 hours.
1.5 hours. And I think, I can't say the one I really want. It's just that I really want it for myself.
Yes.
Ayoko muna i-share.
Don't.
But the one that I can share is, I told my husband that I really want to go to a food fair this year, where I will just sell the pies I make.
Sample.
Oh, gusto ko sa. I really know.
Can you practice at my house first?
I really thought about that. I thought about bringing a bag of pecans because I knew you wanted it, right? And then I was like, if I bring the pecans, everything else I can get in the Philippines. Yeah. Madali na yun eh. Oh. And then papakitang gilas talaga kay Monica, di ba? Kaya ko to.
We'll give you honest feedback, Del. Just let us know.
Performance level.
Oh, di ba yung when I really pressure myself to, So yun, I think I want to join one of those food fair in, tapos magiging tindera ako. I like it. Yeah. Kasi ano ko yun, dream ko yun nung bata ako eh, tindera. Na may cashier. Kasi mahilig ako sa pera. Mata ako.
Fun.
That's what I really want to do. Do it ba? Okay. I think so. Kasi this year, I gave pies to my neighbor for Christmas, my neighbors. And two of them really loved it. I'm like, really? No. Ganon. Feeling ko ano. Parang I feel so
accomplished. Asan ang pecans? What did you bring?
Ayun nga, ipuro ako sana, di ba? Hindi, sige, I can make you. Ha? Meron kang pecan? Hindi ako nga eh. I'm the baker. Dude, that's the dream eh. Sige, I can make you a buttermilk pie if you want.
Any kind of pie from you.
Any kind. Mm-mm. Any kind of pie, I can make it.
The cornbread. I miss the cornbread.
Ayan na, marami na.
Order na kayo. Order na kayo. Actually, sinabi ko lang yun para pang-plug sa gagawin ko. I have a question for Tony. Tony, can you answer the, nabigla ka, no?
The question?
If you couldn't fail, what would you reach for?
The ones for me. I want to do the marathon majors. Yeah. And also, I want to finish at least one Ironman. Ooh. And pero dapat marunong muna ako magbike.
Huwag ka mag-alala. I learned at 47. I was taught by my child. Uber taught me.
And dapat marunong ako mag-swim open water. So that's one of my goals this year. I've already signed up.
Woo-hoo. That's the first step. Good job.
I've already set up for training.
Wait.
I booked the hotel.
Why are you crying? Why are you crying?
Because it's something that I want to do for myself. Pero ayokong i-share sa iba kasi feeling ko, what if I fail? If hindi ko ituloy? So yun.
Right.
Even to my husband, sabi ko, just book a flight to Camiguin. Hala, sinabi ko.
Maririnig to ng mga kaibigan mo.
Parang ano to eh, recitation yung tinawag ka.
Camiguin pala.
Sabi ko, just book a flight to Camiguin on these dates. So sabi niya, bakit? Sabi ko, just trust me, just go. Tapos ayaw niyang maniwala. Tapos sabi niya, marunong ako mag-Google. Tapos he found the event. Tapos sabi niya, sige. And then, he's going with me daw. So that. Tapos, kaya gusto ko din ng kamigin kasi yun yung may shortest na distance. Sabi niya, ba't di na lang sa Lobo or anywhere na mas malapit? Sabi ko, eh kasi din 2K. Sa Lobo, 2.5. gusto ko lang ng confidence na I can do it for the short distance and then for everything else, I can do it. Kasi, lagi akong scared. I mean, marunong ako mag-swim sa pool pero lagi akong scared sa open water. So that's why I wanna do it. That's for me. Pero yung for my family, I want motherhood. Kasi last year, I manifested it. And well, siguro natupad naman siya because I am a mother now. But we had a miscarriage last year. So siguro kulang yung manifestation na dapat buhay siya. Dapat inaalagaan namin siya. So, that. And nakikita ko din yung, aside from you guys, you also experienced that. And I see my friend na mas, she's older than me, pero she had. She has 2 or 3 kids now. So, I'm still inspired. So, in my prayers and in my manifestations, I have already named our baby and I have imagined that nagta-travel kami tapos iniiwan namin sa mga lolo't lola. So, ibig sabihin, buhay din yung lolo't lola. Kasama yun. So, yan. And then, I've been studying Japanese and Chinese pero I want the official cert. I mean, I know how. I just want the official certification. So, I want to get certified then. So, yan.
Wow. And nice. Dreams.
Masyado nang kayo. Tama na.
That was just, good,
just
Cody.
A few.
Oh, but never say, hey, among never others. Say that your manifestations or your words are kulang, okay? Because that happens. I mean, you're not kulang. Whatever you imagine, you wanted a baby and that's enough, okay? So, I mean, it's not kulang.
You know what I wish? I wish women would talk more about miscarriages. Kasi people shy away. Masyado na Pilipino, ayaw magsalita ng ganyan, di ba? But the truth is, more women lose their first baby.
Yeah.
And sometimes you don't even know you're pregnant and it's gone. So, it's quite normal. I know a lot of people, mas konti yung one time, big time. The first try was pregnant and then tuloy-tuloy. So, these things, if you know it, it's not that it takes away the pain, but you don't feel so alone in suffering that, the losing of someone. And, just like you said, on the couch are 3 women who have gone through it in very many ways and stages. But somehow, we're also here, smiling, so this is you. Right?
In the future.
It's gonna be you. Kaya pala my tears. Okay, I get it. All right.
Made her cry.
I know. Kanina nga eh. Ang dami umiyak. Sabi ko, ano ba to? Ako yata yung ano. I'm the
ibig
angel
sabihin,
of doom.
Hindi na iyak si Jelly.
Huh?
Hindi na.
Do we want Jelly to cry?
Tears
you know,
of joy.
Papaiyakin talaga joy? Ako.
Mamaya na ako magpapaiyak sa.
Na ako.
Nag-uminom
off mic na yun eh.
Off mic.
Pagkasabi talaga, mamaya na ako magpapaiyak.
Mamaya tayo, Jelly.
Kumanda ka, Jelly.
Hindi, because I think it's such a rare thing for all of us to be here, right? And so I want to make sure that we have the conversations that feel better in person.
Yeah.
Looking at each other's eyes, seeing the other cues that are you can't see on the screen. Rare. I was with Christy out of town and she told me, ang daldal mo? Ang daldal ko yan mo na. Ano yun yung nami-miss niya, Christy.
Siguro rinig sa kabilang beach yung pag...
Hindi,
Siya yung
sinawa. Siya. Ayan.
Mata, Jude.
Walang mic pa yun.
How about you, Jen? If you couldn't fail, what would you reach for? Like, if you could be assured that you would get whatever you want, what do you want?
Maru, susunod ka na. Ihanda mo na yung sagot mo, ha?
Tapos ako ang hawak ng LV bag mo. I will keep it here.
We should ask their TPN guys, too.
Oo nga. Ay, ayaw. Ayaw. Okay.
Okay, go, Jen.
So,
background lang is I'm a nurse, but I don't practice kasi it's not practical here. Mm. So I got into pharma research. So I write reports about drugs that are coming into the market, hindi pa marketed. So I get all the clinical trial stuff and then parang consolidate and to see if it's safe and stuff. Mm-hmm. So if I can shoot my shot, it would really be cancer and HIV. So wow. If that's I can just start amazing. On that research and yeah. finish it and yeah. go through with it, yun talaga.
Tapos Pinoy, no?
Pinoy. Pinoy yung, ano, yeah. Talaga.
Yeah, that's it.
You just don't know. Pero yung mga researchers, this, John Hopkins, mga Pinoy, gawa-gawa ng mga HIV stuff.
Pero
so,
the credit is, you know, John Hopkins and Mayo Clinic, not the Filipino,
not
right?
Not the Filipinos, but we're there. It's happening.
Yeah.
Pero, you know, if I can't fail, definitely.
Yeah.
Pasok niyo na ako dyan. Ako na. But, yeah. And then, syempre, you'll be recognized for it. So, it's also a little bit for myself, but to help more, it's better, diba? Yeah. Yun.
Nice. Thank you.
And my wish for you, Jen, is that when you do discover that cure, that you're not going to be stopped by the big pharmaceuticals. Oh, because yeah. there's actually word that the cure is already known.
Yeah.
But it's just being blocked because they're not going to make as much money from people who are healed and cured than people who are sick. You know, it's still yeah. money at the end of the day. So
that's true.
Praying for you, Jenna. Labas mo na yan.
Reveal it. Lang pala.
Oh, nakatago lang. Pero you'll find your own cure and then nobody's gonna stop you from getting it out.
Yeah.
Yay.
Who's next?
Maru. Ang ganda pag medyo nakainom na yung mga audience, no? They don't need much convincing.
Oh, bilang tumatayo eh.
Oo, isang sabi lang ng pangalan, nakatayo na kagad.
In 2022, I spent a lot of my time working with youth organizations during the election campaign season. And I think if given the chance to not fail at anything that I will pursue, I think to have the resources to help out, maybe perhaps through an NGO or through an organization who has that reach, para what I can give to them, they could potentially give it to the people who are really in need. Mm-hmm. And because I think that's what I am thinking right now, because the people that I spoke to on the streets, in the palengke, in malls, parang I feel like for them, the government somehow does not have a direct impact. I mean, who's seated in power does not really have that impact in their lives. And I think it's up to themselves, which is really not the case because we're in the system. And a lot of the things or the stuff in the system does not work for poor people. And I think that's something that I wish I could help more if there's no possibility that I will fail. So
that's great. That's great.
Very noble. Thank you.
Oh, perfect timing. TPN guy. Let's go.
Payag ka na?
Payag ka na? Payag ka na?
Kanina kasabi ka yun.
Okay. Okay, all right.
Let's go.
Oh. Introduce yourself.
Whoa, I love your this.
Hi, I'm Ivan. I am the supervisor and head of production in TPN.
Hi, Ivan.
So, background, I work as a freelance sound engineer. So, my answer would be to win a Grammy as a Woo! Mixing engineer.
Yeah, that is nice.
Yahoo. I'll see you there. I'll Jungkook as my date.
I like that. Anybody else before we
wrap up? Who else?
Now remember.
Nothing? I like the questions. Just go Lord.
I love
Dalian mo yan, Joha. Yun nga eh. Gusto pang finale si Obet.
We're talking about manifesting naman. Ito naman for the eavesdrop. Now, we're celebrating the fifth year, no? without any, let's say, budget considerations, what do you want to happen big this year? Or
for the podcast?
For the podcast.
For the show? For the show?
For the show. Not excluded na yung magpupunta kayo sa US to do that. Something big that you'd want to happen.
I've thought about this a long time ago. I'd love for us to have a TV show.
Ooh, yeah.
You know how you have the morning shows with all of the women? We're doing that. And they fly in Dell to come here. So it's the home base is still going to be the Philippines. And then they fly in Dell just to record the episodes. And then she goes back to the US. So yung it's still here because that way she gets to come home every single time. But then we will all... I posted this. I can't remember who it was I was answering. I said... because the person said she really wants to come here, but she's based abroad. And I'm like, oh, okay lang yan. Wait na lang for the Eavesdrop Global Tour. So it would be nice if we get to go, we bring that show to different countries and then Eavesdrop listeners join us for, you know, the show in whichever country that is. And then we are going to have like the most amazing, insightful guests. Tapos,
tingnan mo si Jude. Jude.
Yun.
Specific naman.
I like it. I like that.
Right?
Actually, yes. Me too, me too, me too. I know. Oh, yes.
This.
Doon. Pwede. But... You get a car. You get a car. It's my favorite car.
I keep one.
Yeah, I like that. Me too. You have one?
I know the question is about it being big and successful and in a way that is on the outside, right? But if I'm truly being honest, what I want the podcast to be is to deliver the meat, whatever it is, in every episode. No matter how long it takes us to get there. Nasasabi ni Jude, di ba? Sometimes matagal eh.
Sabi ni Jude, sana in 15 minutes.
Nasa tulod doon na. Oh, so,
ayan, parang ngayon.
True to form. Yeah. So I want that. Because for me, I remember that feeling. I'm chasing the feeling of when I used to do the show on the radio. It was all, I know I hit the mark. And I go home happy. And there's no problem in my world if I do it right. Because I get that high. I know it. I know when we have hit the mark. Nobody tells you that. But you know it because the conversation feels it. You feel it. And then you do it over time. You share a bond with people. I remember a lot of you guys messaged me in a DM that I'm the voice in your head. Like, I'm like your sister. Who you can listen to while you were growing up. So now that you're grown up, what meron pang nagsabi, sino yon? What would Del do? Meron siyang hashtag for it. I think it's Coco Hernandez yata eh. Meron siyang hashtag na sometimes he tweets, hashtag WWDD, what would Del do? And so it touches me because I know that's built on every morning that you showed up with your A game, that you actually... cared to do the work the way you want it. Nobody told me. I experienced it. I didn't know what I was getting into, but then it happened, and I'm like, that's the feeling I want when I go home from work. I remember thinking, why are they paying? They're paying me for this. They're paying me to have fun. They're paying me to be me. So the dream is that everything that Jelly says would happen, but on the inside... The real thing is that conversation where it will be replayed and replayed and moms like Tony, yes, it will happen. You will be listening to it and your kids are like, yeah, my mom used to listen to the Eavesdrop. I learned this from the Eavesdrop. I mean, this is what I want. This is the legacy. But I mean, this is the thing that I want my life to be about and my life with these three people to be about. Because if feeling ko, if I do that, I'll be really, really happy every day. Kahit wala akong, ano, kahit wala akong $47 million in my bank account. Napaka-specific. I know. But see, the money is just money. But that's priceless. Because you get to do it with people. And then that conversation connects us to you guys. And somehow your life is affected by what we say. Hopefully good. Yeah. And so I guess on the inside, that's what I want. Tapos ilagay mo yung na-vision ni Jelly sa labas. Tapos yung si Fran, sabi niya, kikita kami ng malaki. Ay, nako, ang saya ng buhay namin. Diba?
No.
Sabi ni Jude, wrap up!
Ito yung pandagdag ko na lang kasi you asked me and people ask questions. Ayoko magmadali. In anything. Lalo na pag masama yung ano mo, gusto mong madaliin para matapos na, diba? Sometimes when it's good, you want to enjoy it, but after it's well and done, you felt it was over in a blink of an eye, that good thing. So maybe just again, we've tackled these moments in the past podcast. It's a recurring theme among with the other stuff that we talk about is try to be in the moment. So if you ask me right now, I'm trying to enjoy this.
Trying.
Despite what's going on.
I heard the word trying. Are you failing?
And I'm enjoying every little bit of it.
He's enjoying, I swear.
Yeah.
For real.
Thanks for the vouching.
To reassure people.
No, because she's
that
the
you're
one who
not
can,
lying.
Because they can't tell if I'm telling the truth or not.
She's the one who can. Kami talaga parang researching your face. Oh.
Pag namumula na ako, totoo yun. If I'm blushing already, so.
Mm. Or yung vodka.
Oh, masarap.
I told you. I had a feeling. Sabi ko, I think Jude will like this. Tapos kanina sabi ko, ay, parang hindi. Kasi masyado daw matapang. Parang ako,
hindi
no?
Hindi ko sinabi yun.
Malakas, 70%. Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Ano pa?
Oh,
bet.
We good?
Tinitino ko yung isang tao dun kung willing eh.
Okay ka lang?
For the croissants.
If you could not fail.
Sabi niya, what question?
Sige.
Ito kasi, feeling ko, ano bang feeling pinagdaanan mo? Natin nung nakarang
marami
taon?
Marami akong pinagdaanan actually. If I won't fail, simple lang. To open up my heart again and fall in love. I haven't felt that one great love from the thought God that I had years ago. And I just want to feel what it's like to be loved again.
Aww. Okay. I love it, Obet.
I know.
I love that.
You're thinking of something.
Just concerned because Obet called that person as Totga, meaning the one that got away.
Come on, Jude.
The one that got away.
Next episode. Jude.
So, Tito of you not to know.
Obet, and I just feel like because there is that attachment that is the person that got away, maybe that's also the reason why you're not opening yourself up to a new one that could be even way better than that Totga. I mean, there's a reason that Totga got away.
Totga talaga.
Oh. Let's stick with Totga. There's a reason why that person got away because maybe that person isn't right for you, isn't the one for you. But if you truly open yourself up to the possibility of a new one and a better one without attachment to this one that got away, you never know what's possible.
For me, you can't lose the one that's yours. You can't lose someone that's for you. Meaning that guy, not for you. And you can't close the door.
That guy or girl.
Or girl.
We're not revealing anything.
You know,
hello, are you in the closet?
Kaya nga,
tumahimik ka.
Kaya nga,
may arrow dun sa gay. Tumahimik ka, diba? Eh, tayo pa mga gay girl. Tumigat.
Kaya nga, ako hindi mo narinig. Person ako lagi ng person. For the person.
Pero, yeah, you close the door eh. Wala na, yun na yun. He's the one. Wala na. No, you can't lose something that is truly yours or someone who's truly meant for you. So, that's not him. Or, hindi pa tapos ang story. It's a developing story.
Abangay.
Okay, ang ganda. Okay. I love that answer, though.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Beautiful end. Well, Some good things have to end.
Yes.
And this special moment where we're all together in one room, very special.
Very special.
Because we're all here, the four of us, and then we're all here with you. We're having this great conversation. And at least for an hour or two or three, we're all together. Tapos balikan naman tayo sa buhay natin. So thank you guys for taking time out.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Hell of a start to the year. So.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you for helping us start the Eves podcast very strong in 2024. Thank
Tapos
you.
Towards the end, ba't wala kayong episode na bago?
Or yung ano, may recap na
one
ano,
month na.
Kahit konti lang yung episodes nyo this year.
Bumawi
naman. Kayo pa rin yung
Where's
number one ko.
What happened?
Bumawi naman tayo towards the end. So.
Don't worry.
Ganun lang talaga.
And of course, thank you, the Pod Network, TPN guys.
Thank you
Pod so
Network.
Much.
Salamat.
It's nice to meet you.
She's
what
over there.
What is your name?
He's Jasper.
So Jasper, Ivan, Jeff, Riza, the ones who are here from TPN, thank you so much.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Salamat. Saulitin. Okay. At don't forget to check out all the TPN podcasts na kasama namin dito.
Yes.
Sa aming network. No?
Wow!
Hindi pa
parang pumirma na tayo.
Oh, pipirma na yan. You
should be like their main VO guy, you know?
Oh, somebody's doing that already for them. So.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you guys for connecting with us and for eavesdropping. And for at least for the audience that is with us, they're not eavesdropping. They're participating. So thank you very much. That's episode 213.
This Promise. Is 214.
Hey, 214. We are coming back for 215 pretty soon. We won't tell you when because hindi pa namin alam. But thank you very much. And we'll catch you guys next time on The Eavesdrop. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited-edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.